Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
We need to look in the mirror and make sure that we can, you know, address ourselves and have a you know, and sometimes a self-check. Of things that happen, you know.
the old look in the mirror news conference. Yeah. Mm. If the coach of your team is saying we need to look in the mirror, things aren't going well for your team.
It's never a compliment. Yes. Come on, boys, take a look.
That's Badgers.
Flex a little bit.
Head coach Luke Fickell. Yeah, we need to look in the mirror and just see how awesome our abs are.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Big day today in New York. President-elect Trump is still tangled up in some legal system stuff. A New York judge today will decide whether to dismiss the hush money election interference conviction or proceed to the sentencing, which would be later this month.
That decision the judge is going to make here today is going to determine whether President-elect Trump takes office as a convicted felon. You'll remember it was back in May, a jury here found Trump guilty of charges that involved money he had paid just before the 2016 election to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels about their long-denied affair. Trump argued that conviction should be thrown out because of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
Yeah, don't forget there's that whole immunity question, right, about whether or not this should be done. Now, Trump was a private citizen when that hush payment was made, but his attorneys argued prosecutors filled glaring holes in their case with evidence related to Trump's official acts as president. Now, what will happen today?
If the judge tosses out Trump's conviction, he could order a new trial, or he could throw out the indictment altogether. If he upholds the conviction, though, the judge will also have to decide whether to move forward with sentencing Trump. That's scheduled for November 26th, and the president-elect faces, in theory, up to 4 years in jail.
I'm no legal expert, but I'd be very surprised if he were to sentence him to 4 years in jail.
Well, there was some speculation that there wouldn't be a jail term regardless of whether Trump became the president-elect.
So the sentencing wouldn't happen today. The decision would be made whether or not to sentence later, as you heard Aaron Katursky there say from ABC News. We should also point out, no matter what happens, no matter what decision is made,
either way he goes, the one thing we know for sure is that Donald Trump and his team take any ruling up to a higher court.
Correct. So it's not going to end here. That's Loyola Law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Sports is coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The quest for the Emirates Cup begins tonight.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
Yes, the Holy Grail. What is the Emirates Cup? This is the newly named NBA in-season tournament where a champion will be crowned the winner of the Emirates Cup.
The Holy Grail, Dr. Jones.
Yes, Dr. Jones. Bucks open up group play tonight. We'll feature a new playoff exclusive floor at Fiserv Forum.
Kind of neat. I like this floor better than last year's playoff floor.
Is it going to be easy to see some of these darker floors? It's hard to like pick out the game action.
We'll find out.
We'll see how it plays. Yet another reason to watch with great interest.
You know, I will tell you this. I did find myself interested last year because they made it to the semifinals. They were playing the Pistons, and they would have gone to the championship game. So it was a little.
There was a little extra juice.
Yeah, a little.
It would help if we weren't 2-8. Bucks are in Group B. Toronto, Indiana, Miami, and Detroit. Games will be Tuesdays and Fridays through December 3rd in this group play. Teams emerge then from their groups, move on in the in-season tournament. Bucks and Raptors tonight, 7 p.m. tip right here in your home of the Bucks, 620 WTMJ.
Choose wisely, for as the true grail will bring you life, the false grail will take it from you.
Not the prettiest of games, but number 15 Marquette did enough to beat a pesky Central Michigan squad 70-62 at Fiserv Forum. Golden Eagles did enjoy a 21-0 run, but Central Michigan always kind of just hanging around. The offense for the Eagles struggled at times, didn't hit a lot of three-pointers. Now, during the post-game show on 94.5 ESPN,
Tony Smith asked Shaka Smart, the head coach, hey, notice the guy's like almost feeling down, like struggling to hit those shots and then not feeling good about it. What do you do there?
How do you get away from that?
Grow up. You grow up.
Yeah, he says you got to grow up. He says they don't have like those older quite players like they did last year.
We lost, you know, two of the most adult basketball players I've ever been around, Tyler and Oso. And there's no question, you know, we continue to have some growing to do.
Yeah, two NBA players now in Tyler Kolek and Oso Iguodaro. Ugly W, though, still a W. Defense look good. Up next, Maryland on Friday.
Badgers off a bye week, getting set to welcome in another ranked opponent for primetime game at Camp Randall Stadium. Ranked number one in the land, Oregon on Saturday. Yeah, that's
come on.
Ugly early on national TV again, no less. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on a number of things that the Badgers could improve on.
You know, we got to stop the run better. We've got to, you know, be better on first down, as we've talked about. There's things we have to handle better, whether it's, you know, environments. And then really the ability to make some adjustments and come out the second half.
I heard at least four in there, and he wasn't done. Badgers and number one ranked Oregon, 6:30 kick Saturday night in Madison.
Stop it. Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Rams. Packers are getting back to work this week for a matchup against the hapless Bears. Things are not going very well right now in Chicago. They've lost three in a row. Their offense, just horrendous. Haven't scored a touchdown in a couple of weeks. Head coach Matt Eberflus was on ESPN 1000, our sister station there in the Windy City. So his cell phone kept cutting out during the interview. Listen to this. Listen to the host, David Kaplan, eventually just kind of losing it.
We got to pull those experiences.
All right, wait for it.
Coach?
Hold on. Here we go.
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continue overnight, low down to 42. We're at 43 right now in Milwaukee. We're bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. What's up, Niz?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, when does golf season end in Wisconsin? Loaded question.
Never. I mean, I think we just keep it rolling. Until there's snow on the ground, right? I mean, that's about it. And right now, I'm not seeing anything. Maybe like next week, we start to get it. There's a system that's next week that maybe like central and northern Wisconsin sees a little bit of snow. But again, that thing's so far out. But it seems to be getting to be a longer and longer season every year. It almost seems like
good. Well, I'm gonna clip this recording and bring it home as evidence that it is not the end of golf season. I got a little bit of a side eye.
Uh-oh.
And the question of, did you put golf on the calendar for Sunday? Yes.
Oh.
I thought we were done. I'm like, we are not done.
Well, here, let me see if the debts are paid yet. Did you pay your water bill yet that I saw that you had?
I got in trouble for that, too. It was funny watching on my wife's eyes the slow realization. So what do you get your water bill? Every 3 months or so, right?
Sure.
And yep. We had a dry summer, as we've talked about. So there was some watering of the lawn. My wife just opens the utility bill. I see her scan it. She's like, her water bill's like double what it normally is. And then, wait for it. Then the eyes got bigger, and then they've turned to me. You did this with your watering of the lawn.
No, see, Vinny, what you got to do is you got to start banning showering. You got to start sacrificing elsewhere.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
There's ways we can cut back on this. No problem.
Good stuff. Yeah, I haven't gotten out. Well, actually, I did. I got out about 2 weeks ago. Maybe I can get out in November here for golf, but yeah, I mean, most courses, I mean, you have to deal with the frost in the morning, but I mean, there's no snow on the ground. A lot of them stay open.
Hey, speaking of dry weather, odd spot, but out east dealing with wildfires. My oldest daughter, Niz, goes to school in New York City, and she said the air quality here is criminal.
Wow.
So yeah, so right in Manhattan.
They've been super warm. I think that has a lot to do with it. So while their fall, you know, brush, you know, dies off, you know, just as we're starting to, you know, see more dead vegetation again. They've been windy and they've been very warm. The other day, I think I saw Central Park was like well into the 80s. So that combination has set up some fire danger for them. I don't know the exact, you know, if the fires are contained or not, but yeah, they're dealing with them out there on the East Coast. Thankfully for us, because of the westerlies, we shouldn't see any of that smoke. Sometimes the air masses do some tricky things. But for us, we shouldn't see any of that. But yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
All right. That was my question, is because we have wildfires in West Coast in California, yep, and the stuff on the East Coast. Was wondering if maybe our quality would go down a bit.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We'll watch it. But yeah, it's got to, you'd have to have one heck of a loop-de-loo in the airflow up above to be able to get us some East Coast smoke here, but crazy stuff. But hey, big day for me tomorrow, guys. I finally, after like a 3-month saga, tomorrow my appendix comes out.
Hey, yay.
Yeah, crazy. I've been sitting with this thing, well, whatever is left of that appendix, shriveled up inside of me, but yeah, so it comes out tomorrow, hopefully a smooth procedure, and I can put an end to this mess that I've been dealing with.
Have you decided yet, though, whether or not you're going to keep it in a jar?
If they let me, I'm going to ask the surgeon before we go under, before they hit me with the drugs, I'll make sure that that's cleared up.
Do you have any names chosen for it?
I'll ask my kids. They'll probably
have They would absolutely name that. We've had this debate because Greg Pancake Hill's wife works in the medical field, and she said, no, yeah, you can't. That's like biohazard waste. You can't take that. And my argument has been, but that's mine. You can't.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me I can't take it.
And what do you do with it? Like, what, do you just throw it in the garbage? Do you, like, no.
Excellent question.
Put it in a jar. Let's name it. Let's see if it starts growing some mold to it or something. And maybe you can pickle it. Who knows?
Niz the scientist who wants to run experiments.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, man, best of luck, my friend.
Yeah. No, it should be smooth. It should be a very easy operation. Everything else has been going well with it. So
good.
I should be back up and going in no time.
Let's go with Mr. Noodle. That's what we'll call it.
I like it.
All right. Good luck, Noodle. Thanks,
all right, see you guys.
When your head coach says this at the news conference, your team's not doing real well. We'll do it in sports at 7:45.
All right, so as we get closer and closer to the Thanksgiving Day holiday, new report out says that 56% of Americans, so more than half, would rather pile their plates with side dishes than with turkey itself. Don't need the turkey, would rather just go with the side dishes, more than half.
It's an either or just what are you more excited about?
Well, I mean, I guess the way it's written, they'd rather have side dishes than turkey.
Okay. Well, because it's all in, we're just getting out of polling season in politics, right? So you can have like, who are you voting for? Are you likely voter? Yes. Are you this or that? What if it's the full field? What if it's just this candidate versus that candidate? So an either or to me says if it's only sides or it's only turkey,
yeah,
then yeah, for sure, I'm all in on the sides. Get okay. Turkey later sometime.
All right. So what is the best side dish?
This is a whole other poll question.
What is the best? Because one has been ranked here. Debbie, I don't know if you're busy cranking in there, but what would be the best side dish, do you think?
Everybody's going to get grossed out. I love green bean casserole.
That's a popular one.
So what do we think is the survey's choice for best side dish?
Stuffing.
Yeah, you're right. Stuffing dressing ruled as the national favorite. Up from second place last year.
Oh, really? What was first place?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that.
You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe the green bean casserole.
Special sprouts.
I think that's a regional thing, though. I feel like that's a Midwest thing.
What's that? Green
bean casserole.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people make it better than others.
For sure. True of all sides, right? I mean, on the mom's side of the family, grandma used to have my dad's mom would do like fresh cranberries. You know, she would grind up cranberries and make whatever. Not interested in that. It wasn't very sweet. My grandma had the stuff from the can. Retained the shape
of
the can.
Yeah, so you got to see the lines from the can.
Indeed. Loved it. Couldn't get enough.
I do have an answer for you. Mashed potatoes dropped to second place this year.
Ooh.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Where is it right now?
So a 64-foot Colorado blue spruce has been harvested from the West Side Washington Boulevard and is now going to be taken via Valete Street all the way to Deer District this morning, where they'll have a celebration in a couple of weeks.
It's been plucked.
Yes.
Because this was a super tall tree.
It was, yeah, right. There wasn't any branches up. You had to go 15, 16 feet up in the air to even get to the branches.
They cut it off there and then put it on a crane. Yes. Used a crane to put it on the flatbed trailer, which is going to take it over to Deer District.
Adam Roberts was there chatting with the folks who came.
It is ready to be transported downtown to Deer District. I've got Alderwoman Sherlyn Moore here with me. Give me a grade on this here tree. Listen, what do you think?
Listen, this tree is definitely an A+. We could not have asked for a more beautiful Christmas tree.
It is a good looking tree. This is...
It has a beautiful shape to it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what tree's never a good looking tree? That Rockefeller tree. Saw the one this year. It's like mangy and all, whatever, but they decorate it up so you can never really tell.
Okay.
But this one is a beautiful tree. And great job by Adam on the usage of this here tree. Because that's how you have to talk about Christmas
trees. I wanted the elder woman to say something about balsams. This ain't one of those balsams.
No, this ain't one of them balsams. When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, that falls with
boughs of holly. Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
What is the Emirates Cup? Whatever it is, the Bucks hope to hoist it this season. The newly named in-season tournament for the NBA, you remember who won last year, was the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. They had a parade and everything.
They didn't have a parade, did they?
No.
Well, you wouldn't.
Would they get a banner?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a banner.
There's got to be a banner.
But it hangs on a different rafter than an actual NBA championship banner, right?
I don't know.
Throw it in there with like a division championship or even a conference championship.
I think you got to celebrate that.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, seemed like a big deal at the time. The Bucks were alive in that in-season tournament. The quest for the Emirates Cup begins tonight. The Holy Grail. Bucks will have a new Florida debut, mostly blue. It will be used for these group play games in the Bucks group, Group B here. We've got Toronto, Indiana, Miami, and Detroit. Games will be Tuesdays and Fridays through December 3rd. Bucks and Raptors tonight. That's a 7 p.m. tip right here in your home of the Bucks, 620 WTMJ.
It was a bit ugly at Fiserv Forum on Monday night, but number 15 Marquette does hold off the pesky Central Michigan squad 70-62. Offense, it really wasn't always going. They had a nice 21-0 run early on in the game, but otherwise... didn't shoot very well from behind the arc and all of that. So after the game, Tony Smith on 94.5 ESPN asked Shaka Smart, like, how do you keep these guys from feeling down when their shots aren't falling?
How do you get away from that?
Grow up. You grow up.
Yeah, he says, you got a lot of young players right now. You just got to figure out how to be more adult and move on through your process. So they still got the W, 3-0 Marquette. Up next for them, Maryland on Friday. Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Rams 23-15.
I would argue you never want to hear the head coach of your team say this.
We need to look in the mirror and make sure that we can, address ourselves and have a sometimes a self-check of things that happen,
the old look in the mirror news conference.
Yeah. Mm.
If the coach of your team is saying we need to look in the mirror... things aren't going well for your team.
It's
right?
Never a compliment. Yes. Come on, boys, take a look.
That's bad.
Flex a little bit.
Head coach Luke Fickell. Yeah, we need to look in the mirror and just see how awesome our abs are. I mean, six-pack working on eight.
Man, looking really good right now. All right, now hit the books.
Luke Fickell there for the Badgers because coming into town this weekend, not just a ranked opponent, the number one ranked team in the land. Yeah, Oregon is coming in. And
you don't know that. It might not be.
Badgers have an opportunity to again get boat raced on national television. Ducks and the Badgers, 6:30 kick Saturday night in Madison.
Come on. Stop.
You think there's any other outcome? Got me a couple times earlier this season with some hope.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, so the Packers are back to work this Sunday. They play the Bears in Chicago, and the Bears struggling at the moment. You know, they're having a lot of issues.
No! The Bears are struggling? I haven't heard anything. What's been going on?
It sounds delicious. Like their offensive line is so bad, they're considering putting out like just colanders with jerseys on them in front of their quarterback. Because they're
not very nice, Eric.
Anyway, the offense is struggling. So
that's
on Monday,
nice, Eric.
Their head coach Matt Eberflus was on ESPN 1000, our sister station, right down there in Chicago, and he does that every day or every Monday after the game. He was talking to Hood and Cap there, Cap and Hood on their morning show, and David Kaplan got frustrated. Listen to this. This is after Eberflus's, the head coach's, cell phone continued to cut in and out.
We got to pull those experiences.
Coach?
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
Oh, here we go. So we have that to look forward to.
So this was fascinating. We heard that, and Cap show goes, Cap and Hood, they go until 10. We had Cap join us at 11 o'clock to go over it, and if you haven't, I'm not going to self-promote our show. He came on and torched the entire Bears operation, and I mean, it was really fun from a Packer fan standpoint on what he's talking about with Eberflus, and it made me wonder. And I was just talking to Pancake, what happens, because obviously ESPN 1000, our ESPN Chicago down there, we have the rights to the Chicago Bears, so we do the play, and that's why he is on their show on Mondays. What happens, and I know with all of our Brewers stuff, and you have Matt Arnold on, you have Murph, would you guys ever do something like what Cap did? Let's say the Brewers stink, and they lose 10 out of 11, and things just go off the rails, and Murph's cell phone is, would there ever be a moment where one of you two would do something similar to what Cap did?
I feel like we've challenged them before.
There's a challenge, but then there's that, right?
That's
pretty rough.
Yeah, that was my point. I don't think from my end, that takes a lot of stones. And, that's one of those things really where I think you almost have to be betting that the coach is going to get fired.
Right.
Because you're going to have this relationship down the road. And by the way, he is going to get fired. The Bears stink, and I don't blame Cap one bit. I just thought it was really interesting to listen to that, and then he even went more all in when he jumped on with us, because you have to have that pulse of the fans, and there is no doubt, you listen to anyone, you Waddle and Sylvie, anyone down on ESPN Chicago or in the whole Chicago area, they have completely thrown their hands up like, these guys stink, and you're a voice of the fans. That's where they're at down there.
You know, this is a good realization though for Packers fans to appreciate, like, because there are certain teams that are always bad, and that's not just coincidence. The Jets, the Bengals, other than like maybe having one good year, the Bears. Like, there are certain teams that are not run well.
They're organizationally
broken. It's almost like organizations matter. And having, I said after Caleb Williams got drafted, what's going to be different? The way Green Bay does it, it's obviously evaluating talent and putting good people around them, but the quarterback position, people should learn something from what the Packers have done. And I know it's easy. Well, you had a Hall of Fame quarterback, you can let a guy sit. But the way the organization is structured, you're constantly firing guys. And what the Bears, I think the Bears screwed up on a couple of fronts. You bring in a new coach, or you bring in a new quarterback, bring in a new coach with him. So you have a guy that nobody really is all that excited about. And now what's going to happen? Caleb Williams goes through a year. He has an offensive crew. He has a system. They're going to bring a whole new operation in and reset that clock again. And then you know what's going to happen in 2 years? The Bears are still going to be here. And then they're going to say, well, are we going to pay Caleb Williams? Or do we have to draft another guy? So it's just a cycle that they have yet to figure out. And that all goes to the organization and how they set it up. So you reap what you sow, and that's what they're reaping? Or is that what they're sowing? I'm not 100%
sure. It's both. That is what they've sown, hence this is what they reap. Can you imagine? They're going to lose their minds if we go down there and beat them again.
With that said, guys, I've heard a lot of talk this week, and the Bears, The one thing I'm always – and I was actually glad that they didn't fire Eberflus because you get that interim coach bump. I want my teams feeling comfortable and kind of losing attitude. They're going to have that back against the wall mentality, which is always dangerous in sports. So for everybody, for all of us, Packers on a bye, everything else, the Bears stink, which, by the way, I believe – you better make sure your antennas are up because the NFL, we've seen some crazy stuff happen.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Yes, the Bears still suck.